Trevor Woods with SB Nation's Maize and Brew live from the Fiesta Bowl festivities in Scottsdale, Arizona, where on this Thursday afternoon, TCU, the Horned Frogs, had their media day. The whole team took part. Later on, there will be the Michigan Wolverines doing the same. I spoke with a handful of TCU players, and that's what this podcast is going to be about. So first up for you is Travius Hodges Tomlinson, cornerback.
It has been talked about in, like, you know, in every other article, you know, we're way faster than any team that they've seen. You know, what comes with speed is power. You know, so I feel like, you know, it would be different for them. You know, but they're a solid team, so we'll see how it goes.
You said that TCU's faster than any team that Michigan's faced this year.
Right.
Is Michigan anything different than anything TCU's faced this year?
Nah, no, sir, they're not at all. Just understand that they're in the Big Ten, you know. They like to talk about size and stuff like this. And, I mean, at the end of the day, size does not play a role in football. You know, so we're just ready for the job at hand, man. And, you know, I hope the best for them. But I just want them to understand that we're coming.
Well, you've had a few weeks to prepare for Michigan. What are your thoughts? What have you seen so far from their quarterback and their receivers?
I've seen their quarterback. He's had success at, you know, being, you know, what he has to be in their offense. You know,
what does he have to be?
Quarterback.
Okay.
Whenever something wrong happens, he has to be able to make a check, or he has to be able to, you know, extend plays. You know, he's done that in their conference, so. You know, man, kudos to him.
Next up, quarterback Max Duggan.
I think, obviously, there's things that they do extremely well, and there's things that we need to game plan around them and their strengths and their weaknesses, but I don't think we can get away too much from what we do. You know, there's things that we've done that have gotten us to this point, and preparing that way, and, you know, whether it's running the ball, whether it's taking shots, you know, just kind of going to see how the game goes. Maybe it'll turn into a game that we run the ball a lot. Maybe it'll turn into a game that we throw the ball a lot, or maybe it'll be balanced. So just kind of seeing how the game goes, but, you know, sticking to what we do best, I think.
So going along with sticking to what you do best, Michigan has one of the best pass rushes in the nation. They knocked a couple of quarterbacks out of games this year. So my question to you about that is, does that change your approach at all, that they have a good pass rush, some heavy hitters, or are you going in the game the same way?
Yeah, you're obviously, you know what's coming out of the, you know, the studs that they got on the ends, and, you know, their third down packages and what they can do. So, you know, I got to do a good job of getting the ball out, making sure our IDs are right up front. You know, our line, you know, has done a great job this year. You know, they're ready for the challenge. They're looking forward to the opportunity. And, you know, we just got to be aware of those guys up front, because we know that, you know, they can change the game real quick.
What was the hardest hitting defense you faced to this point in the year that really put a licking on you? You put a licking on those defenders too, but what was the best defense you faced from a rushing perspective? Because you're a scrambling quarterback too, so you do take some hits out there.
You know, there's been a couple games that, you know, in the Big 12 that we've had some good pass rush. Obviously, Kansas State, you know, they got tons of dudes. Obviously, Felix at DN. You know, Texas did a great job of getting to us and causing pressure. Texas Tech did a great job. So, you know, probably, you know, three of those guys are teams that, you know, did a great job of kind of creating pressure on us.
Now, is Michigan's defense, the scheme, a little different than other teams you've seen in the Big 12 to this point, or football is football?
No, yeah, there's similar similarities between, you know, some teams that we've played in Michigan, but obviously Michigan, that's their team, that's their defense. Nothing can kind of replicate what they do. Obviously, they're one of the best in the nation. What they play and what they do it at an extremely high level. And, you know, there's not a lot of people like them around the country.
And finally, linebacker Johnny Hodges.
Johnny, how many times have you been asked about 3-3-5 today?
I don't know. A lot.
A lot. Does it get annoying? Has it gotten annoying to this point?
You know, I mean, for me, yeah, but as a media perspective, they want to know, so I understand it.
Yeah, so why do you think people are asking, and what should they understand?
I think people are asking because not a lot of people run it, so they're thinking, since not a lot of people do it, it doesn't work effectively. People should understand that it gets a lot of people in positions to make plays and show off their athleticism, break shots in the box. It's a fun defense to play in, and it's a fun defense. to watch when we're executing it well.
Yeah, so for a linebacker's perspective, does that kind of, you know, obviously you don't need any extra motivation, man. You're in the college football playoff. But any little bit extra helps. So is a little bit more juice because of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, seeing what they've been saying in their media stuff.
Who's they?
Just some of the players on Michigan. Just a couple players. I'm not going to say any names.
Okay. But, was it one of them that might have said something about, like, smash mouth ball on their side?
Probably physicality, yeah. But,
yeah. Do you understand it from their end?
Yeah. They've never seen a defense like this. And, you know, that's what the media's pushing the narrative. And they're buying into the narrative. And that's what they pride themselves on, their physicality.
So. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with any Jim Knowles, former Oklahoma State defensive coordinator. He's Ohio State's defensive coordinator now.
Very familiar.
Would you say there's any similarities between Ohio State's defense and TCU's defense, or not really?
Not really. I'd just say he probably has, like, a little more familiarity with the 3-3-5 because there's a couple teams from the Big 12 that run it. But they don't run a 3-3-5. They have four down linemen that are terrific, and they don't need defense linemen because they have four really good ones, athletic guys.
Well, besides a couple players maybe motivating you a little more on the other side with their media stuff, do you have respect for Michigan, what they've done this year?
I mean, I have respect for all the teams at this stage in the playoff for a reason. But yeah, I have tremendous respect. They're a great team, well coached, and it's going to be an honor and fun playing against them. Can't wait to compete.
That wraps it up from our coverage from the TCU Media Day, an hour which was defined by players getting asked a bunch about their 3-3-5 defense and how it stacks up against Michigan. Also, players, a lot of them had a chip on their shoulder. They think they're a fast team, and they don't really seem too concerned about Michigan's physicality. And it's good to be confident, but we'll see if that confidence pays dividends on New Year's Eve in Phoenix when they take on your Michigan football Wolverines for a spot, for a chance to get to Los Angeles and that coveted national championship game. This has been Trevor Woods from SB Nation's Maize and Brew. You can follow me on Twitter at WoodsFootball, and I will be speaking to you folks soon. We'll have podcasts throughout the week, throughout the day. There'll be one covering the Michigan Media Day. There'll be another with the joint press conference from Jim Harbaugh and Sonny Dykes. There'll be recaps, practice recaps, and a whole bunch of other stuff on the website. So definitely keep a lookout all week long, because we love to talk and hear from you. Take care.